a project or a pet, you know, a bucket list in music you want to play, that you actually do it. No matter how hard it is and how many people it's got in, how much it's going to cost, you've got to give it a go. So we've pushed through that and survived COVID and enjoying the little bit of work that's around. So it's wonderful.
That is excellent. Also, just going back to James, I believe he's having a concert to celebrate his 60th birthday this year.
That's right, he's 60, yep. I'm 2 years older than James. I've celebrated my 60 this year too because we missed the party. Yeah, he's going to have a concert tour as well and celebrate the music. And we've done a few gigs together surrounding this special year for him, marking 60 years. Hard to believe where it goes so quick. But we've had a great, run, I suppose, decades of great touring and playing in so many great countries in the world. And a lot of my time I spend educating, working in schools and music programs and universities. And my mum's a teacher, so I sort of really fell into that role quite comfortably and enjoy that as well.
It's a wonderful profession, teaching, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's I enjoy sharing music with young music students and giving them an idea of how to improvise and to express themselves and add, you know, this, rather than making it just a push buttons and blow, start to bring into as much of the music and the feeling of music as you can. And it's great to see young people discover for themselves. Usually you help them discover what it is that they love about music and what's good about mastering a musical instrument. And there's a lot of great benefits for young people in playing an instrument and learning to play music properly from a qualified teacher, for sure.
FM, the home of great music in the Bay and Basin. Do you love movie and TV series? Here is the radio show for you. Get ready for a new edition of Pick the Flick. Only on Bay and Basin 92.7 FM. The most on the coast.
Welcome to another edition of Pick the Flick. This is Raul and I'll be your DJ for the next an hour. I've been out of the radio station for about 5 weeks on a holiday, and I've just came back from the holiday two days ago. I've been on a holiday to my home country of Argentina. Visited my mom and my brothers and many friends over there. But I'm now back in Australia to get back to normal life. And that includes to have my favorite radio show, Pick the Flick, here at Bay and Basin 92.7 FM. I have a special show for you today. I normally pick a movie director that has a birthday within the month when I'm doing the show. But today is only the 2nd of November, and there is an amazing film director that had a birthday in the month of October. Because I didn't have any show in the month of October, I didn't want to let it go. So today I'm going to pick that director for today's show, and I'll tell you who it is in a minute. I also have 6 TV shows to play the Pick the Flick game with you out there. And so I will play 10 seconds from each of them, as I normally have done in the past. And then if you recognize them, make sure you write down the names, or you can call me here at the studio at 444-9644, or you could also send us an SMS message at 0403-572-344. Either way, you can let me know who you think they, or what TV series you think those songs were for, and I announce if you got them right or not, and I play the 10 seconds for each of them maybe twice or three times during the show, and at the end of the show I'll play them in full, and I'll tell everyone who the shows were, and if you want I tell them too. So let's start with today's show then, but let's do it properly, so with an acknowledgement of country.
Bayan Basin Community Radio is located on the lands of the Wandjawandjian people, speakers of the Dharawal and Durga languages. We acknowledge the Wandjawandjian people, traditional custodians of the area, and recognise a continuing connection to the land, sea, culture and community, and pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging.
Thanks so much for that, Brad. So the director that I picked for today's show is none less than Ang Lee. Ang Lee is probably one of my top five film directors of all time. And after doing all the research to prepare for today's show, I can see why. And I learned so much more about Ang Lee. So Ang Lee's birthday was on the 23rd of October. So just a few days ago, not that long ago. He was born in 1954 in Pingtang County in Taiwan. And so before I launch into Ang Lee's biography and filmography, how about I play the first 10 seconds from each film for the Pick the Flick game for today. I am sure you will recognize most of these songs, but here they are. First song. Second one. Third.
Hello world is a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
Fourth one. The fifth one. And the sixth and last one. So, what do you think? Do you think you recognize them? All of them, some of them. If you do, make sure you write down the names that you think they are, and you can check if you were right later on the show when I announce them all at the end. You can also call me here at the studio, 444-39644, or you can send me an SMS on 0403-572-344, and you can tell me who do you think those shows were. And if you're right, I announce it online, on the radio. If you're not, I won't say anything, don't worry. So let's start the show today with Ang Lee. So Taiwan born, one of the most diverse filmmakers, whereby each film is an entirely different genre and subject from the previous one. So that's an amazing talent he's had. From Jane Austen to Marvel Comics, from the American West to the Qing Dynasty in China, from family drama or myths, he has broad appeal, crossing cultures east and west. He's an outsider in his native Taiwan, because he spent most of his adult life in the USA. And he's also an outsider in the USA, because he was born in Taiwan, and he was raised in a far different culture. His films not only capture the essence of Chinese culture, but also the family dynamics and skillfully and American life. Also express the common conflicts between the Eastern and the Western traditions and culture. So in his early life, he was born in Taiwan in 1954, and Lee was the son of a very traditional Chinese father. His father only encouraged academic excellence and achievement on all his children. So Ang struggled with that big time. He never achieved that in his early life. So he moved to the USA to receive a bachelor degree, and then he attended the New York University to achieve a master's degree in film production. So he was like committed to film production from the beginning. He directed several shorts before completing his thesis film. His thesis film was titled Fen Jiexiang, and I must first of all apologize to any listener that speaks Chinese. My Chinese is extremely limited, so I'll do my best with the pronunciations here. Fen Jiexiang, that translates in English as a fine line. He released that short in 1985. It was, as I said, his thesis film. It was about a Chinese-American girl and an Italian-American boy. And that film won Best Film and Best Director for that school. So that was the first claim to fame that he got in his career as a film director. Then he married Jane Lin, a microbiologist, and for the next 6 years after graduating from that film school, he tried unsuccessfully to follow on his achievements as a student. And you know, he only had managed to stay home, and he raised his two sons. Han and Mason are the names of his two sons. While he was doing that, he dreamt of ideas of writing and writing screenplays and for the future. So he created his arsenal, his arms for the future in those 6 years. His first prize-winning screenplay was titled Tui Shu, Pushing Hands in English, in 1992. And that film focuses on a Chinese Tai Chi master, the name Master Chu, that retired from suburban New York to live with his son, grandson, and American daughter-in-law. The grandson character in the film is actually played by Ang Lee's son, Han. So the second prize winner film that he had was titled Qi Yan, and that translates to The Wedding Banquet. And The Wedding Banquet is a film I love. That film was released in 1993, and it shows the outsider figure and the father figure both put at odds. The father in the film is a retired Taiwanese general who wants nothing more than a grandson to carry the family line. And the son is the outsider. Becomes an outsider by means of his homosexuality. And having kept his alternative lifestyle hidden from his parents. And so the film centers on a sham marriage the son organizes with his tenant. Wei Wei is the name of the tenant and the character in the film. And he does that to get a green card for the tenant, so that's how she agrees to do it. And then to make his parents peace with the fact he's getting married and all that, so you should let him be in the USA. However, the parents show up in New York for the wedding. And therefore, the couple have to start, some type of real life together in front of the parents while they are there. So it's a wonderful film. If you haven't seen it, great film. It's a great comedy and really, amazing acting, great music. The soundtrack of the film, The Wedding Banquet, was created by French musician Thierry Schoolhammer. And he took credits on the film for the soundtrack with a mononym, Mother, M-A-D-E-R, Mother. It's a very, very successful movie maker. And so here is the first soundtrack I have for you today from Ang Lee's films, and it's played in the film in the wedding banquet, in the scene where there's an airport scene at the end of the film with where the parents of the main character are returning to Taiwan after the fake wedding disaster. It's a wonderful film, and it's a wonderful song. Yeah, there it goes.
Community Radio 93.7 FM.
Wow, so that was the first soundtrack I had for you to play today, and today's show is about Ang Lee, and that was from the airport scene of the Wedding Banquet film. And as I said previously, I love that film. Personally, I sympathize a lot with the story of the characters in that film, because I went through the same story. I moved to the USA, and I had a personal relationship with a partner of mine there, and I hid all that from my parents in Argentina. So, yes. So, I hope if you haven't watched it, please give that film a try. So, moving on. The Ice Storm was another big film that Ang Lee released, and that one was released in 1997. Lee created his first masterpiece with that film, combining societal analysis and period detail with family drama. He was able to achieve the most subtle portrait of a family on the brink of a crisis. in that film. It's a black comedy turned tragedy following two New England families, the Hoods and the Carvers, over the Thanksgiving week of 1973. So more than any of Ang Lee's films, The Ice Storm is a film of textured clothing, wallpaper, bed sheets, ice windows, leaf-covered forest floors, details of objects and periods, building meaning around the film. And the film's visual palette is also essential. It's muted greens and blues, seeping from both interiors and exteriors, accentuating the characters of the film. It's almost like an Almodóvar film. Almodóvar uses that technique of, you know, textures and colors a lot in his films. So in this film, Ang Lee uses the same technique. The soundtrack for the film was composed by Marco Dena, and as a famous Canadian composer for film and TV scores. And here is the track played during the shoplifting scene. It's a very important scene in the film, The Ice Storm. So hope you enjoy this one too.
FM, the home of great music in the Bay and Basin.
So that was the shop song from the shoplifting scene in the movie Ice Storm by Michael Dana. And the soundtrack, the artist that made was behind the soundtrack of the movie The Ice Storm for Ang Lee. Amazing song. You can feel the tension in the music. So The Ice Storm was a really good film. Didn't earn Ang Lee any award, but set himself up very, very well with American audiences, because he captured the essence of American society and culture and in the film, in the way he depicted these families. And Then after this, after the ice storm, then Lee went on to make one of his most popular and critically acclaimed films. The title of the film in Chinese is Wuhu Kang Long. I hope I said it right. It translates to Crouching Tiger and Hidden Dragon. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. That film was released in year 2000 and is set during the Qing Dynasty. And it features a blend of Chinese cultural elements that Lee included in order to introduce those elements to the American, to not just American, but the Western audiences. Having grown fascinated with that type of Chinese films, Lee naturally wanted to take, you know, a stand and take to tell a tale like that in by his films. So this film, Crouching Tiger, was a personal mark on that type of filmmaking. It's called Wujia. It's a martial arts type of films. And when I was young, I watched many of these films. So it was wonderful to see Crouching Tiger as a new film on the big screen with great actors and actresses behind the film. It's a massive talent. The film parallels two stories. One of a young love, and the other one of a repressed romance between two very famous war fighters. And it's full of special effects and everything. It's and wonderful cinematography, of course. And the soundtrack for the film was created by Tan Dan, a very, very famous Chinese-born American composer and conductor. And it was performed originally for the film by the Shanghai Symphony Orchestra, the Shanghai National Orchestra, and the Shanghai Percussion Ensemble together. And a very, very important piece of music. So I'm going to play for you a song titled Love Before Time. It's sung in Mandarin by another famous artist, Yo-Yo Ma. It's a singer, and she has an amazing voice. So here it is. and you're listening to Pick the Flick at Bay and Basin 92.7 FM, and this is Raoul. Today's show is dedicated to Ang Lee, film director from Taiwan. And I've just played the song Love Before Time in Mandarin, sang by Yo-Yo Ma, from the soundtrack for the film Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon by Ang Lee. It was composed by Tang Dan, soundtrack director. Before I continue with more, I have two more films to cover for Ang Lee. I'm going to quickly play What's On in the Huskisson Pictures, a sponsor of Bay and Basin 92.7 FM. Let's have a look.
What's On at Huskisson Pictures.
Black Adam, what have your powers ever given to you?
In ancient Karnak, Teth Adam was bestowed the almighty powers of the gods. After using these powers for vengeance, he was imprisoned, becoming Black Adam. Nearly 5,000 years have passed, and Black Adam has gone from man to myth to legend. Now free, his unique form of justice, born out of rage, is challenged by modern-day heroes who form the Justice Society: Hawkman, Dr. Fate, Atom Smasher, and Cyclone. Starring Dwayne Johnson, Aldous Hodge, Pierce Brosnan, and Sarah Shahi.
Are you okay with people knowing that you're adopted?
Yes. Mostly.
Not really.
Lifemark, rated PG. David's comfortable world gets turned upside down when his birth mother unexpectedly reaches out to him. With the encouragement of his adoptive parents, he embarks on a journey of discovery that leads to a staggering truth from his past. Starring Kirk Cameron, Alex Kendrick, Rebecca Rogers, and Justin Sterner.
Excuse me, ma'am. I need to sit somewhere else. We used to be married.
Worst 19 years of my life.
We were only married for 5.
I'm counting the recovery.
Ticket to Paradise, rated M. A divorced couple that teams up and travels to Bali to stop their daughter from making the same mistake they think they made 25 years ago. Starring George Clooney, Julia Roberts, Kately Diva, and Maxime Boutier.
Champagne! Oh, 2, please.
Just leave the bottle. Thank you.
André Rieu, Happy Days Are Here Again. Musical. André's brand new summer concert, Happy Days Are Here Again, will be a jolly and captivating summer event. Featuring popular feel-good classics, show tunes, and of course, joyous waltzes. Huskisson Pictures, your local cinema. For further details, phone 444-15076 or go online, huskypics.com.au. Station sponsor.
That's great. Thanks, Brad. And that's a lot of wonderful stuff at Huskisson Pictures. So please support the sponsors, to support the community radio. And Husky is one of the sponsors. Before I continue with Ang Lee and his films, and I want to play the 10 seconds from each of the 6 TV shows that are part of our Pick the Flick game for today, so you can have another thought. See, who do you think they are? So let's do it now. First film, first TV show. Second one, very popular. I'm sure you recognize this one. Third one.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
Fourth one. And the sixth and last one. So what do you think? Did you get them this time? If you want, you can just write them down at home and then validate them at the end of the show. But you can also call me here at the studio and let me know. 444-39644. Or you can send me an SMS on our text line, 0403-572-344. And if you have one, many, all of them, let me know. And if you have them right, I'll announce it on the show for sure. So back to the main part of the show and Ang Lee's films. The next film that he worked on after 3 years since he made the Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon film. 3 years after that, he paid a big price because he made a film, The Hulk, and that film was a major flop at Hollywood. So it was three exhausting years because of the underperforming at the box office of the film, The Hulk. However, he felt like retiring. He was so disappointed. But at the same time, it was the first time ever that his father approved of his film career, of his career as a filmmaker. So this is quoting Ang Lee's words. He told me to put on my helmet and keep on going. That's from his father to him. So he realized his father did approve of his career. So he, after getting that approval and with the powerful energy that gave him, he went on to the basics and then created Brokeback Mountain and released that film in 2005. Brokeback Mountain explores the effects of a suppressed love on each of the two lovers in the film, as well as their families and their relationships. The bond between the two main characters that ties the film together is one that can never be accepted by the society of the time. And casting the two participants in the film as outsiders, both of them. Both men have other lives, parallel lives, and they keep returning to each other cyclically, year after year. The film poetically renders the uneducated, rough language of his characters in order to express the hidden meaning in their words. Both men marry and live the so-called normal lives, yet continually to use Brokeback Mountain as a place to escape from the pressures of society and allow them true expression of their freedom and their love for each other there. So sadly, during the beginning stages or the early stages of production of Brokeback Mountain, Ang Lee's own father passed away. He continued with the project, and the film became a huge financial success. Despite the controversial subject matter, it won Ang Lee a deserved Best Director at the Academy Awards, making him the first Asian to receive that award. It was undoubtedly the film event of the year. By some claims, the most awarded film of all time. It brought Lee's recognition in the West, not only as an Asian film director, but simply as a film director. And the soundtrack was created by Gustavo Santaolalla, a musician, composer, and record producer from Argentina, my home country. Gustavo also won the Oscar for Best Original Scores in 2005 for Brokeback Mountain, but he also won the same Oscar the following year, 2006, for the movie Babel. Very, very successful musician. Now here is from the soundtrack of Brokeback Mountain, a song titled The Wings. I hope you like it.
Thank you. You give me the wings to fly. You are the clear blue sky. I'm floating so free, so high, falling with grace.
Margot here, and you're listening to 92.7 Bay and Basin FM, where we love all types of music.
Thanks, Margot. So this is Raul, and you're listening to Pick the Flick on Bay and Basin 92.7 FM. I play the song The Wings from the film Brokeback Mountain by Gustavo Santaolalla, and Brokeback Mountain, a film by Ang Lee, is the director that we're featuring today. And so after the massive, massive success of Brokeback Mountain, Ang Lee set another challenge for himself and bringing a best-selling novel to life on a big screen. And in 2012, he released the film The Life of Pi. So his hard work paid off. The film earned 11 Academy Award nominations and won him a second Oscar for his direction. So the story was a retrospective first-person narrative from Pi, a 16-year-old boy from India. And he is the only human survivor from the sinking of a freighter on the way from India to Canada. And he finds himself on a lifeboat with an orangutan, a hyena, a wounded zebra, and a Bengal tiger. So during this unlikely journey, the young Pi questions his belief in God and the meaning of life. It's a wonderful film. And the soundtrack for The Life of Pi was created by Michael Dana as well. And here is the track for the song titled Lullaby.
Kanmaniye kannuranga kumbhi mailo tu gai. Thank you.
and you're listening to the best station, Bay and Basin FM, 92.7.
Thanks, India. So I played the last soundtrack I had for Analix Films for today. That track was Lullaby, composed by Michael Dana. For the film Life of Pi by Ang Lee. Life of Pi was released in 2012. And before I continue with the last part of my presentation on Ang Lee for you, a quick look again at the Pick the Flick game for today with 6 TV shows. I play 10 seconds from each of the intros for the show, see if you can recognize them. And then I'll complete the presentation in Ang Lee, and then I'll play them all in full. So another chance for you to try to recognize these 6 TV shows, intro songs. First one. Second show. Third show.
Hello world, is a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
Fourth one. Number 5. Number 6. There you go. So, after the success of the Life Pi, he embraced another project in 2019 and released a film called Gemini Man. Science fiction action thriller and starring Will Smith, and that film did really well for Ang Lee as well. However, he pushed new technology on that film. That's something that Ang Lee is embracing now in his, you know, in his more current career steps. And in this film, he released it with in standard 3D in Dolby Cinema and in IMAX 3D and in many other different formats, as well as 120 frames per second high frame rate format, 3D plus they call it, in selected screens. You know, most films are in 25 frames per second, so 120 frames per second give the film a much higher resolution on the big screens, and that's something that, you know, he piloting this film, and it did really well for him. So, like many directors of the pedigree of Ang Lee, Ang Lee is very deeply invested in preserving the theatrical experience, you know, the movie theaters, a concern which has gained urgency after the COVID-19 pandemic, that because that directly threatened movie theaters' very existence and escalated the dominance of the, you know, streaming medias. This is from Ang Lee's one of his interviews. I believe we always need the movie theater. It is our church, our temple. It is a ceremony. It's in our nature, the congregation. But now television is so convenient. You have to come up with something you cannot experience at home. Not only the crowd, not only the size, but the ceremonial effect. It has to upgrade. He continues saying, I think the next step logically is the immersiveness, which you cannot do with a TV screen. But how do you get audiences to participate rather than just viewing? How do you engage? That's something that we should work on to get them to the theater. And couldn't agree more with him. I mean, we need to save film, cinemas. So they're such a wonderful they provide such a wonderful experience when you watch a film. It's not the same watching a film at home. It cannot be. And so I'm hoping that he will continue the fight, him and other movie directors, and find a way to introduce something different on the whole experience when you watch a film at a movie theater, so we can save movie theaters going forward. So Ang Lee now lives in the town of Larchmont in Westchester County in the state of New York with his wife and his two sons. And he won't reveal much about the new projects that he's developing, other than saying that it has action on it. I cannot wait for his next film and see what he's going to deliver for us. So that was today's show on Ang Lee. And before I wrap up completely the show today, I wanted to take you back to the Pick the Flick game and go through, see if you got them right or not. So let's play them in full now. First one. TV series, American sitcom from network NBC, started playing in 1986 and finished in 1990. Yes, it's ALF. ALF stands for Alien Life Form. It's a movie about an alien that lives with humans. Great show. Okay, number two. You must get this one. Yes, Bewitched, fantasy sitcom, starring Elizabeth Montgomery, Dick York. 8 seasons, 254 episodes, massive. Started performing in 1964 in black and white, and in color from 1966, and it finished in 1972. Okay, next one. I watch this show.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing.
Musical sitcom.
Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing.
Starring David Cassidy, Shirley Jones, Susan Dee.
We had a dream. We
started performing in 1970 and finished in 1974. Yes. Partridge Family. Okay, next. '70s series. 5 seasons. Starring Tony Randall and Jack Klatman. The Odd Couple, yes. From the ABC network, American network. Next one. Stop motion children's comedy adventure. Was Wallace and Gromit. And the last one for today. action, adventure, supernatural fantasy TV show. 6 seasons and 134 episodes. Starring Lucy Lawless and Renee O'Connor. Yes, it's Xena, Warrior Princess, American fantasy television show. Filmed in location in New Zealand. There you got it. So, how many did you get right? I think if it was me, I probably would have got maybe 3 of them for sure, if I didn't know them all, because I put them in the show. But because the 3 of them, I watched pretty much all the episodes. So the other 3, not so much. And Xena is one of the ones that I didn't watch all the episodes. I have a couple of dear friends from the U.S., Lynn and Christine, and they loved Xena, Warrior Princess. In fact, they even dressed up like her, like Xena on for parties and everything, and they were amazing. So I dedicate that song to them. So that's the end of today's show. I hope you enjoy the show. I hope you enjoy, the biography and filmography information for Ang Lee, and I'll be here again next week for another edition of Pick the Flick with another movie director and another set of TV shows intros to play for you. Don't touch the dial, stay with Van Basin 2.7 FM. The next show in about 10-15 minutes will be Vanessa and the Slam, another great show here at the radio. So have a great time and a great day and a great week. Bye bye everyone.
Child, a rugged hero, in a world with you we see, who'd be burning precious daylight with honor code a creed, taught me never look for trouble, but when trouble at your door, stand up to fear with courage, tears. Amen.